south of the border, down Mexico way. That's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play. And now as I wander.
Hello there, all you expat wannabes. I'm Johnny Mueller, and you're listening to The Expat Files, Living in Latin America, the show that tells you just what it's like to live, work, play, and or retire down here in Latin America. It's a mix of the good, the bad, the ugly, and the great, and it's all right here, so let's get started. Now, y'all remember that a couple weeks ago I did a show about mating, dating, love, romance, and all that, and how it pertains to gringos and gringas here in Latin America. Just a lot of information for a lot of different types of people. Lonely hearts, guys and gals with bad luck up in the States, and just people who are curious. And I also mentioned I don't want to make this show a mating and dating forum. It's certainly not that. But it can't be ignored because probably a third of all the emails that I get have to do with the subjects love, romance, sex, mating, dating, how to handle relationships, Latin formalities and other things you might not be aware of, possible culture clashes, the do's and don'ts when you're on a date or when you first meet someone. I get dozens of different questions like that all the time. Well, on that past show I mentioned, no more of it. Not for a while anyway. However, I've been getting deluged. Never could say that word right. Let's just say inundated. Ever since I did that show, with emails I knew I would. And some of them, believe it or not, are coming from Latinas who listen to this show. Who'd have thunk, huh? Turns out they too want to know what us gringos and gringas are thinking. They're looking for a non-PC insight to our cultural biases and stuff. In fact, they're asking me to give them equal time. And you know what? I have to give it to them because they have some very valid things to say. I mean, don't you want to hear the Latina viewpoint? And obviously, the Latinas that listen to this show know a bit of English. That means for sure they've had some college. Now remember, down here, college is called university or la U. For the letter U, university. A college or colegio is high school. So gringos and gringas, when you see the word colegio on a big old building, don't go looking for a date there because, well, just don't. So anyway, Latinas listen to this show too, and more than a few of them have told me they listen to the show for two things. Number one, to bone up on their English, and to get a better grasp, a better understanding of the English gringo-gringa culture. And I have to say, every time I see an email come in from a Latina, I'm kind of hesitant to open it up because I always think they're going to blast me for what I've been saying about them and their culture. Because, you know, when you're honest and you don't pull any punches, sometimes it's not very kind. And funny enough, even though they've got their defense mechanisms up and their biases, most of the time, they actually agree with me. How about that? So, man, are you ready for a sucker punch? Because here's a letter from a very smart Latina that just kind of blew my socks off when I read it. Here it goes. And I call it a letter because it's not a simple, small email. It's a whole letter. The kind people used to write when they used to use that service called snail mail. Funny enough, this came in Spanish, and then she apparently ran it through Google Translate and sent me the English version too. It was pretty crappy. So I'll edit and paraphrase here and there, do my best to make it seem fluent. Okay, let's start with this one from Roxana. And she's a young Latina, college educated, who says here she only went to Miami once and once to the Magic Kingdom. Only once. Oh boy, I guess that was a jab at me for saying that every Latin's dream in life is to go to Miami and Disneyland. Or maybe not. Anyway, she says, Johnny, I'm a 30-something, half Colombian, half Honduran woman living in Colombia right now. Unfortunately, you are right. And most of my friends are married or with children, and 80% have kids by the time they were 25. Even my friends with university degrees. I said most of them, not all. The others live alone still with their parents, even though they might have a good job. Still, the majority of them will live with their parents. Or some live with their boyfriends. However, being that Latin America is so conservative and Catholic, it's still quite looked down on to live with your boyfriend if you're not married. However, it's becoming more and more common in the cosmopolitan centers that have colleges and universities. In fact, she said in small towns, you don't see it too much. Though you will find people do lie. They'll tell you they're married and they're really not. That eliminates the questions, the rumors, and the second looks. So do note that if a young Latin lady says she's married, there is a chance she really isn't. And funny enough, or maybe it's not so funny, but Latin men, when they go out with their friends or when they're on their own, will almost always say that they're single, even when they're not. That's a subject for another time. Johnny, you mentioned on your show that Latin ladies seem to value foreign men more than the local Latin guys. And I can tell you that's mostly true. They're valued by the Latin women here, yes, of course, for the money and the financial support they can give. Or more precisely, they presumably have, as Latin Americans believe, gringos are rich. That may be true, but it's a vast oversimplification. But they're also valued because Latin men don't know how to treat or make love to a woman beyond the pickup or what you call the courting phase. Now, there is that myth of the Latin lover. Everyone's aware of that. I read The Adventures of Don Juan II. It's required reading in Latin universities, you know. Well, that book unfortunately set that stereotype in stone. Oh, it's true. Latin men are very attentive and romantic during the conquest phase, then inevitably it becomes all about them. Now, I'm not just talking about my own experience here. All my girlfriends have the same opinions. It's an endless topic of conversation, especially among the college-educated Latinas. The truth is, she says, Latin men are like adolescent boys on both counts. After the conquest phase, which can vary from an hour to a day to 6 months, we can always tell when that phase is over. It's when he's spending more and more time with his buddies, answering your calls after more and more rings. Then there'll come a time when your boyfriend won't even put on a decent shirt when he's going to take you out. Oh, and I might as well bring this up right here. Latin men really like to smell good. They put on the cologne and always overdo it. Whereas gringos tend to skimp on it, unless us Latinas are just used to being slightly overpowered. She says, I find that gringos mostly tend to smell neutral, which is just fine, unless that person happens to be a backpacker on the cheap. Then they'll skimp on practically everything, including showers and tips, which is embarrassing. She says, there are many reasons why us Latin ladies don't like backpackers, most of them obvious. With them, we know exactly what we're going to get, besides being sometimes embarrassingly cheap. You see what you get, a transient person who only wants some fun and games, on the cheap. And Johnny, for a lot of us Latinas, McDonald's is not a dinner date. In many ways, our dating mating culture is very conservative. Only what you might call the most liberated of us Latinas will pay for our own dinners on a date. We still expect the guy to do that, open and close doors, and maybe buy some flowers too. And expecting that from a gringo backpacker, well, don't hold your breath. So good stable Latin girls pretty much avoid backpackers and don't get involved with gringos on vacation either. The catchphrase there? Promises, promises. They will lie to you, but are strictly amateurs in that department compared to Latin men. Everyone knows Latin men will eagerly cheat on girlfriends and wives any chance they get. He'll cheat, as you might say, at the drop of a hat. No matter how enthusiastically he kissed his wife or girlfriend goodbye as he leaves the house and tells you how much he loves you. Now, as for most Latin men, no matter what country they live in, they don't have a chance to earn a decent living. A Latin man doesn't earn anything close to what the average gringo man earns up in the United States, because they're either doing what their parents did, which is normally not much, or don't know how to create a business or career for themselves. And there's another problem that stems from childhood. Latin men dream of making it as a sports hero, and when that pipe dream fades, the next empty dream is making it to the USA. And if somehow they make the passage there, they lead a double life too. I don't know how Latin men can do it, how they juggle that without a tremendous amount of stress. In fact, Johnny, I just read a statistic that there are over 1 million Colombians in the United States right now. And their average salary is not the U.S. average, but 3/4 of the median salary. Surprisingly enough, the only Latin culture to make the average American salary are the Cubans. Anyhow, Johnny, when Latin men go out alone or out on the town with their friends, they dress rather nicely. Most are very particular about their personal appearance. Even lower-class Latin men spend an inordinate amount of time spiffing themselves up before they go out. The common denominator is, when they go out, they spend time with their friends, at the bars, drinking, watching sports, and of course, talking up girls. Doesn't matter if they've got a girlfriend or wife and kids back home. Even in the small towns, you can find the men at the local grocery store, tienda, hangout, or bar. Every night, there's a game on. If it's not sports, it's checking out women. Which is why the average Latin guy, even the above-average Latin guy, doesn't have much money left for the weekend to take his girlfriend or wife out to a decent restaurant where the volume of the background music allows you to have an actual decent conversation that can be heard. Which I guess is okay, because there's not much to talk about to a guy who has no ambition in life or life experience. That's something my girlfriends and I discuss all the time. Do you think Latin women really want that kind of life? That's what we're used to. Do we want a man like that to be the father of our children? That's what we're used to. That is, until just the last few years. North Americans are now trickling into Latin America, not just for vacation either. Suddenly, we have options. I'm not saying we should all try to hook up with gringos, but competition's a good thing, and we can hope that Latin men will take the hint and straighten up, though I'm not holding my breath. Not when there's 500 years of macho culture in the genes. And for you Latin guys out there, do you think the fact that your mommies catered to your whims and treated you like babies your whole life, including now, because you probably still live at home, do you think that helps you to impress women? We know what you expect of us. You expect us to cook your food, clean your dishes and clothes, accept your silly excuses when you come home late again and again. You buy that macho jewelry and all that junk for your car and motorcycle that you never needed in the first place, and you put it on plastic. And this is to impress who? Not us women, but your own similarly retarded friends. Whoa. Me, Johnny, here again. Sounds like she's been messed over by a few Latin guys, huh? By the way, she's a very hot-looking lady. That is, if this is a real picture she sent. A lot of that fake headshot stuff going around, huh? Then she goes on to say, Johnny, did you know that to Latin women, even the ones who are middle class or lower middle class, who ride the chicken buses and make minimum wage, foreigners, that's you gringos and Europeans, represent a new kind of adult world for them, where people have interests, careers, plans for the future, a drive to be better, independence, respect for other people? Well, most of the time anyway. And add that to the fact that every time I've ever been out with a gringo or foreigner, I've learned something new. And I can't really say that about Latin guys I've been out with. With foreigners, it seems, you get into conversation about things that are universal, things that affect the world. And with local Latin guys, it's all about them and the neighborhood. Most have a very small vision of life. Now, Johnny, it's nice to be told you're attractive. People say, I'm an 8 out of a 10. And I have to thank genetics for that. My mom was very beautiful. But now she's in her 50s and life has taken its toll. Johnny, I see photos of what 50-something North American ladies look like, and many of them look 10 years younger than my mother. And my mother was a beauty queen. That's what happens here when a husband can't afford a maid or a cleaning lady. He expects you to wash, iron, make his bed, cook his meals, and clean up afterwards. Johnny, I've never met a Latin guy who would do any of that, including my own father, my uncles, and every other male in my family. Then Roxana says, there's this joke that's been going around since my grandmother's time. It goes like this. Any Latin guy who knows how to cook something other than fried eggs or a steak on the grill is either a chef or gay. So again, the foreigners we meet represent an adult world that doesn't seem to be open to us with our own men. It's certainly not true with every foreigner visiting Latin America, but it's the belief that you come from a much wider, more open perspective that's attractive to Latin women. Now, on the positive side, our Latin men are certainly good looking. They have a certain style, a panache, that gringos just don't seem to have. Though I have to admit, they're rather short compared to gringos, which is a big disadvantage because we Latinas do love our high heels. The higher, the better. Oh, and those Latin men, they can dance. They love it. And that's good for some fun times when we're in our 20s. However, after that, Latin guys somehow never grow up, never learn how to build a real life, or learn how to treat a woman. Having a perpetual adolescent in the house, one you have to pick up after all the time, that gets old pretty fast. Funny thing, too, how when we have our kids and our families, men want us to stay thin, and they hound us about it. Well, it's no problem for them to load up on the tacos, tortillas, and fast food. Once they hit 30, they never regain their waistlines. Still, they hound us about ours. No wonder we just give up and give in. And they use that as an excuse when they get caught cheating. Yes, they have money for stadium tickets and Johnny Walker with their friends, eat lunch at McDonald's or Burger King every day. But when it comes to investing $40 a month for a gym membership for the wife, well, that's way too expensive, they say. It's a luxury item, not in the budget. Still, some of us find a way. Johnny, if you've ever been curious as to what us 30 and 40-something Latinas talk about when we are at the health club, it's not all about flirting with the hot young guys and trainers with the six-pack abs. Well, there's some of that. And of course, there's the usual girl talk. However, mixed in with that, there's always one, maybe two in the crowd, lamenting the lopsided state of our relationships with our Latin men. We often ask ourselves why we keep forgiving them and why we keep making up excuses for their bad behavior. Is it any wonder we hold a sort of fascination for gringo men? And then she says, when I first got to talk to American women at my university about 10 years ago, they told me about their lives and how American men and women were very much 50-50 and shared the money and the housework. By the way, Johnny, not all of us living down here can afford to have maids. You talk about how gringos have maids and housekeepers. Well, that's because they've got gringo incomes. Anyway, when American women told me about the 50-50 share the money housework and sharing what it takes to bring up kids, I couldn't believe what they told me. It was like talking about women from another planet. Latin men would never agree to that. Well, that doesn't mean they wouldn't lie and say yes to set the hook in a relationship, especially if they find they have a chance to go out with an American lady. But there will be some serious backsliding after that. When I was at the university, I became friends with a few first world American ladies. That was strange. Why? Because me and my friends grew up watching American films with the blonde, blue-eyed, beautiful, unobtainable American woman. Now I realize that the truth was not what I thought. Women's liberation was a major hit for men in the U.S., and they came to accept it. Most, not all, because I've read a few articles, and gringo men have informed me themselves, women's lib in excess is what drives certain men here to Latin America. I don't know how many American men come down because of bad relationships or divorces, but I know the gringo men I have met, the ones that aren't on vacation, say the same thing. Us Latin women really know how to take care of their men. And it's true, our men are our priorities. Even when we have kids, it's our man that's the priority. Sure, we love our kids, but our men don't become number two or three on the list. They remain at number one. Though I don't want to get into that. It's another sticky subject. All I can say is that it's true. Now for the sordid part about gringos. Sure, it's easy for you to meet 20-something Latina cuties. And there are many, many of them out there. But I should warn you, you'll almost never see a gringo with a drop-dead gorgeous beauty queen with dark black hair down to her bum. A 10. You see pictures like that on the internet hookup sites, but gringos are usually out of the running with ladies like that. Why? Because 95% of all those women have some handsome, guapo Latin boyfriend in the wings with money. And chances are he has one of those magic Latin last names we all know so well here. Gringos haven't a clue about the power and the importance of those names because their society is not structured classist in that way. Here, as you've mentioned in a past show, I think, certain important and powerful family names own almost all the big cement, beer, Coca-Cola, agricultural land for generations back to the colonial times. And now, it's their kids who own the malls and the McDonald's and the Taco Bells, too. Gringos have no chance with a Latin beauty who's got a boyfriend with a background like that. Here's another warning, Johnny. If older gringos find a cute 20-something, and they certainly can, you can pretend you're having an adult relationship, but it's more like taking care of a teenager. It must get expensive when you're paying for all those taxis, food, shoes, sunglasses, phones, clothes, and an extra $40 to $50 for doggy bags every time you go to a restaurant and are coerced into taking some food back home for the rest of the family. So she'll likely insist. I know the old gringo young Latina thing works quite well for the girl. It provides needed cash for rent, food, and the family, but it is a form of prostitution. In regards to that, The other thing to keep in mind is that money and prostitution is a huge part of Latin big city culture, especially where there are plenty of gringos now, like Bogota, Cali, Lima, Medellin, Costa Rica, Panama, etc., etc. A very high percentage of women in cities like, for example, Medellin, where I've lived for a long time, will sleep with guys for money. And there are scores of older gringos who know this. I'd say in big cosmopolitan Latin cities anyway, where there are a lot of gringos and wealthy Latin guys too. For every pretty middle-class girl who has a job and takes care of herself, there's one pretty Latina who's with a guy because he supplies the money and gives her a nicer lifestyle. You see, big city Latin American society is extremely superficial and materialistic. If you think North America has a patent on that, you're mistaken. To keep up with the trends and the fashions, and that's a superior goal, girls need extra money for all that, and middle-class salaries don't provide enough. If you're a Latina with a gringo boyfriend, whether he's young or old, you'll find the attitude of your friends will change rather quickly. Soon, your own longtime girlfriends will expect you to start picking up lunch and dinner tabs. Assuming now that you're with a gringo, you two are rich somehow. Yep, you'll find your own friends will take advantage of you. Oh, and at the beginning of this email, I mentioned Miami and Disney World. Well, here's a tip. If you're out with a Latina, especially if she's from Colombia or any big city in South America, if there's a communication problem or you're ever at a loss for something to talk about, start mentioning the time you may have spent at Miami or Miami Beach. Latinas, especially Panamanian, Costa Rican, and Colombian Latinas, just love to talk and daydream about Miami. They all think it's an absolute paradise. I've seen Latinas, bored out of their minds, suddenly light up like a sparkler when someone mentions they've just been to Miami or are planning a trip there. Yes, they're naive and they believe the hype from all those flashy American TV programs, and now Latin soap operas are being created in Miami. I know you've mentioned that on your show too, which has certainly thrown gasoline on that fantasy flame. In fact, Johnny, if you're in any big city in Colombia and get into a conversation about Miami, you might be an American gringo and you may have been to Miami 10 or 20 times, but I bet she knows more about that city than you will ever know. Street names, places to hang, the best bars and discos. It's amazing the knowledge they have, even though most of them have never been there before and never will. And about prostitution here in Latin America, it's not as black and white as you might think it is. And remember, in most of Latin America, it's legal. For example, all of Hugh Hefner's old girlfriends were hookers. Nobody really says they're hookers outright on TV. They're all just those nice girls next door who just happen to run around topless and in string bikinis and lingerie all the time. So Hugh is obviously on the extreme end of the hooker love continuum, but isn't that every man's secret fantasy up in America? Now here's a harsh statement that's also true. I hate to say it, but what would be considered a poor American loser in the States, a $35,000 a year truck driver or factory worker, is a big winner here in Latin America. The problem is they have to find a way to continuously make that kind of money once they're here in Latin America, or they won't be winners for long. And some people have the idea to come down and teach English, specifically in Colombia, places like Bogota, Cali, and Medellin. There are way too many gringos here now, making it the most competitive market for English teaching jobs that I can think of. It's even becoming very difficult to start new businesses in Colombia. Just way too many gringos and too much gringo competition, like you've said. That makes it hard to find any kind of work before you arrive, so you'll have to come down with your own resources. Oh, and did you know that there are so many gringos moving to Ecuador now? That there's a district in Cuenca that's almost totally gringoized. Even the businesses and street signs are in English. They call it Gringolandia. So if you're in or around Cuenca and you say, where is Gringolandia? The locals will give you directions in a second. So much for trying to blend in with the locals, like you always recommend, Johnny. By the way, at the end of Roxana's massive letter, she asked me, are you single or attached? Because, she says, my friends and I have a little bet going. I guess that calls for another Anyway, I'm not telling. All right, on that note, we're way overdue for a segue. Let's see now. Oh, yeah. I want to remind you there's still some spots left open for my July 2017 Expat Insider Seminar in and around Guatemala. You can go to www.thenewexpat.com and click on Johnny's seminar link for full information, and you'll find out how to kill two birds with one stone. That is, apply for your permanent or temporary Guatemalan residency while you're down for the seminar. That way you won't have to make a special trip down at a later date. But you have to act fast. You need about a month to get your paperwork together up in the States before you come down and start the temporary or permanent residency process. And if you do sign up for my seminar before June 1st, you'll still get the early bird discount. And remember, there's a $1,000 discount if you come down as a couple, double occupancy. After that, starting June 1st, will be $500 more per person, which is the regular price. Also, do check out the famous John Galt pre- and post-seminar trips. You can read all about them when you go to the sign-up information at www.thenewexpat.com. They're highly recommended, especially if you plan on doing business here in Latin America. I guarantee, on those trips, all kinds of business ideas and opportunities will dance through your head. Just ask anyone who's been on one of those trips. It always happens like that. So if part of your plan B includes starting a business here in Latin America, do sign up for one or both of the John Galt trips. And remember, this time we have a very special guest. One of the top internet marketing specialists in the world is going to give us a presentation, some golden nuggets, some tips on how to put together a successful internet business marketing and ad campaign. He's a guy who's responsible for selling more than $100 million through Google Ads. I'm looking forward to checking out what he's got to say myself. And of course, for those of you who just can't swing getting boots on the ground right now, you should be taking my Expat Essentials course. Just go to www.expatplanb.com and get my three free introductory videos. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. That's www.expatplanb.com. And don't forget the www part. I've been told if you don't put that in, you can't get to the right place. And finally, when you're working out the particulars of your plan B, you often find you need some help in putting the pieces of the puzzle together. That's why I do one-on-one phone and Skype consults. To get ready for that, just go to the newexpat.com website and download my consult questionnaire form. The questions on that list should help you narrow down some of your own plan B objectives, so check it out.
South of the border.
This is the Expat Files, living in Latin America. If you want me to help you out with your own plan B, just schedule a one-on-one consult. Send me an email, theexpatfiles@gmail.com. And if you want to learn how to move forward with your own plan B from right up there in the States, go to www.expatplanb.com and check out my three videos. See ya. Nos vemos.